caught by a piece in the paper yesterday about this last weekend just gone bridge championship. The Victorian Bridge Association had their tournament, and amongst the octogenarians, the septuagenarians, and the other people of a certain age who seemed to enjoy playing bridge so much, was one 9-year-old. Tayden Gold is the youngest competitor, they think, ever at the Victorian Bridge Championships. Tayden, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And congratulations. How'd you go on the weekend?
We came fourth last.
And how did you feel about that?
Pretty, like, good, because we probably should have come last.
But instead, fourth last then was a good result.
Yeah.
Who's we?
What?
Who is the we when you say we came fourth last? Who's we?
Like our team.
And who's on the team?
Kieran, Laura, me, Aiden, and Damien.
And how old are they?
I don't know.
Much older than you?
Yeah.
Like adults?
Well, Aiden's like a teenager, kind of, and then the rest are adults.
How do you feel surrounded by all these people who are so much older than you?
Kind of scared, kind of.
Do they seem a lot wiser?
Yeah.
Are they more cunning?
Yeah.
Are they tricky?
Yes.
Who taught you to play bridge?
My parents.
Why?
Because we're in a bridge family, and I, like, really wanted to learn from my parents because they were really good.
Does it seem like fun when you watch them play?
Yeah.
Can you explain bridge to me? I've never played.
So you have 13 cards, and you have to, like, have strategies to play the best cards because everyone plays the same board. And if you play the board the best, you get to have a better score than everyone else.
Can you hold 13 cards in your hand?
Yeah.
You can?
Yep.
Wow. That's in itself quite something, because you've presumably at the age of 9, you haven't got very big hands.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, having got that part of it, it's the mental thing. So my grandfather was apparently a bridge champion, but he died before I was born. So tell me, what do you need to succeed?
You need to have memory, concentration, math, and that's mostly all.
Do you need to know how to bluff?
Kind of.
So that you can try and outthink your opponents?
Yeah.
So how many hours a week do you spend playing bridge?
Like around 44 hours in total.
In a week?
Yeah.
That's enormous. You must do almost nothing else when you're not at school.
Well, I kind of like also do stuff else, but when I can, I try to do bridge.
Wow, that is huge. So do you play sport as well?
Yeah.
You get time for all of this?
Yeah.
Can you beat your dad?
No.
Can you beat your grandfather?
Probably.
It sounds like you might be set for a long career of bridge playing if you're starting at the age of 9, Tayden.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Good luck, and good fun too, and look, it's certainly, I might say the reputation of the game is very much not for 9-year-olds, it's precisely, in fact, the opposite. I hope you go on to even better things than fourth last. Tayden Gold, 9-year-old bridge player, competing in the Victorian Bridge Championships just this last weekend. It's bang on 10:45. Could you hold 13 cards in your hand?
I certainly do. I am a bit of a bridge player, actually. We were brought up on it, much like your young guest, with parents that played at all my life, and we played as kids.
Yeah, my grandparents apparently did nothing else in their spare time and recreational time.
Well, we as kids developed something called Snap Bridge, which bridge can be quite lengthy, which involves drinking quite a lot of something whilst you wait for people to make their minds up. So we put a little stop clock on it and end up playing extremely fast bridge, which I think is, if they haven't invented it, they should ring me for the blueprint. There you go.
You could be wasting your time at the stock exchange. You should be out there marketing Snap Bridge.
Well, do you know who Warren Buffett's bridge partner is, do you?
No.
Bill Gates.
Okay.
The two of them play bridge together.
And should we attribute some significance to that?
I think they're, no. My brother and I used to have lots of secret signs, which is completely against the ethics of bridge, but there you go. When you're at school playing for 50p bits, you have to, pull out all the... all the stops.
Can I just clarify, you behaved unethically?
Oh, God, don't do that. Ethic will be coming after me.
On your own admission.
No, it's completely not kosher on bridge. But, when you're adolescent, 12-year-old...
Mr. Padley, you think it's entirely appropriate for you to decide when ethics apply and when they don't?
There are excuses sometimes, yeah.
And there are times when you will be the arbiter of what's ethical and what's not.
Here we go. So glad I mentioned that. Right, shall we move on to the stock market?
Why not?
Right, good, okay.
Staying with you through till 12. The open line next, 1300 222 7774.
Do you love the Addison? You're with John Fain on ABC Radio Melbourne. Call 1300 222 774 or text 0437 774 774.
To the open line, 1300 222 774, and from the Australian Bridge Federation, Peter's called in. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good. We were just talking about bridge with young Taden.
It is. Look, I was in Melbourne for that competition of the weekend. The important thing is this, that Taden at age 9 was playing against 400 other people whose ages ranged all the way up to 92, and it included some of the champion players in Australia. Now, he played, you asked him about who his teammates were. Well, I can help you out there. In his team, he had a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, but they had two adults. Well, one was called Laura Ganan from Victoria, and another one, Kieran Cromite from Sydney, who played with the young people and helped them out and did that for nothing. So this was a really great thing for young people to get introduced, but they're playing against the open players in Australia. That's what's unique.
Excellent. And a good time was had by all, Peter?
It was. Look, in Australia we have 37,000 members of the Bridge, of Australian Bridge Federation in Australia. We have 350 clubs around Australia. It's not only good for children, for their maths, for their logic, for teamwork, but it's also very good for older people who are coming into Bridge when they're retiring in their 50s and 60s. It's good for their mental health, for their memory, and for their longevity.
And your socialisation too. So many text messages. Playing cards, great way for people, especially families, to have fun together. Keeps you alert, keeps you active, gets you out of the house. Couldn't agree more. Good on you, and thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much.
Great to talk to you. Stephen in Chelsea. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the open line. Stephen? Stephen? Maybe that's not Stephen. We'll find out what's gone wrong. Alan Brunswick, morning to you, Al.
Morning, how are you doing?
Good, welcome.
Second time caller. I just thought I might shed a bit of light on a different subject.